Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here in our service, and we trust that our day will be with the Lord, will be a blessing to you. Just wanted to, for our call to worship, share some verses with you from John chapter 15. I was thinking about today, of course, being Veterans Day, November the 11th, and Dr. Pager reminded me 11-11, so we've got about 10 more minutes. It was the actual time of the ending of the World War I, called the Great War. They came back a few years later and then said, you know, we want to remember that day and commemorate it. It was called Armistice Day, and then eventually changed it to Veterans Day after the Korean War and World War II to honor all of our veterans living that had fought in the war. And then there was some controversy about changing the dates and all those things. And they said, you know what, we're sticking to the original day. And so we still remember that to this day. Tomorrow is a day that our government takes off and things to honor and commemorate, to think of our veterans. But today's the actual day. And I got to thinking about, especially with our chapel we had on Friday as well, that these men and women that are willing to give up their life for something, to stand in harm's way for liberty and for freedom. You hear many of the stories. I know we read about one of our students did a presentation on Pat Tillman, who had a multi-million-dollar NFL contract with the Cardinals. And after 9/11, he was helping doing some cleanup crews over there, and he was so moved, he quit that career and joined the military. And he actually ended up dying over in Afghanistan. But what would cause someone to be able to desire to lay down their life for their country or to give up their life for other people? Nathan Hale, you know, one of the first spies of our nation, the fourth grade did Nathan Hale. And they talked about how he was one of the spies for George Washington. And when he was caught and they were about to hang him, he made that famous statement that I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. Great men of bravery and the things that they did. But I thought about that in light of what to lay down your life, considering John chapter 15. Listen to these verses, very familiar in verse number 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you, is what Christ is telling his disciples. I've loved you, and I want you to simply love one another like I've loved you. Verse 13, what kind of love is this? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Then he goes on, ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Isn't it wonderful this morning that we have a friend that gave his life for us? A friend that gave his life willingly. And to call us his friends, we're the ones that run from the Lord. We're the ones that do what we want to do. We're the ones that are born in sin and live our own life, and we rejected God, and man rejected the Lord. And yet the Lord says, I'm going to give my life for them. I'm going to call them my friends. And now we can be the very friend of God, not a servant, not a slave that, you know, we're mandated and required and, you know, kind of like the whip, you're going to do this. No, we're not even, he says, you're not even my servants. You are my friends. And the Lord has done this for us, giving his life for us. Verse 16, you've not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that you should go and bring forth fruit. And now, because of that love we have to the Lord, to willingly serve Him, to willingly then seek this same habit of love, demonstrated in our obedience to the things of the Lord. I encourage us this morning, just as the Lord has loved us to this extent, that we also seek to love Him in return and let that love then spill out to each other, that we have served together as a body of Christ, to demonstrate that love by following our Lord. But we're thankful this morning for the one that gave his life for us so that we can have spiritual freedom. Just like there's men and veterans that have fought and to preserve our political freedom that we have, the Lord has given us spiritual freedom, freedom from sin, freedom from the guilt, freedom from the penalty that we really deserve and we should pay. And the Lord encourages again, as Paul said in Galatians, to stand fast in that liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and to live that victorious Christian life through Christ, because He laid down His life for us.